Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 10th week after the Sunday of Trinity Friday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. In order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 45 through 46. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." The temple and the whole priesthood was established to promote God's word and for the praise of his grace and mercy. This was to be attested with the external service of sacrifices and in public thanksgivings. But the temple services were not simply regarded by the Jews as opportunities for praising and thanking God for his grace and mercy. They turned their temple worship into a monkish doctrine of works. With their sacrifices in the temple, they believed that they could earn God's grace for themselves, and that by the making of many sacrifices, they could influence God to give them heaven and all earthly blessings as well. All that they should have expected from God on the basis of God's pure goodness and grace, they based on their own works and merits. In addition, in the devil's name, they went so far in all this that in their greed, they set up tables for money changers and seats for those who sold pigeons and other animals to offer as sacrifices right in the temple, so that those who came from distant lands and cities might find enough to purchase or exchange their money there. This they did to increase the trade in sacrificial animals and to enrich themselves in the process. In the name of worship, and under the excuse of worship, they absolutely distorted all worship and destroyed it. They changed God's grace and mercy into human merit, and his gift into human work which he had to accept from them and for which he had to thank them. Let us pray. In your word, O Lord, you are giving to us. We are not giving to you. Keep us ever mindful of the fact that you are the source for all blessing, and that we are always receivers solely dependent on your grace in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.